Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus world view. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
our sixth sense and beyond. We'll be back on the other side with another powerful transmission. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, broadcasting worldwide to millions of people in defiance of tyranny and in defense of liberty. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours live. Then Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer, will be taking over at 3 p.m. Central today here from the embattled ATX Central Texas Command Center. Now, every day I come in here and have the great frustration of having hundreds of video clips, hundreds of incredible articles, and then only getting to a handful of them. But some days I'm better than others at actually going through most of it. I really need to do that today, so we've cleared the deck of guests so that I can cover the news for the next 4 hours and take your phone calls. And we're going to do it right now on this live Thursday, April 28th, worldwide broadcast. And then Paul Joseph Watson is coming up as well. Okay. Let me set a few headlines here so you get an idea what we're dealing with. Biden, as you know, came out and said that the children belong to the state. And now we have Democrat legislatures and the Department of Education publicly saying that they're going to teach pleasure-based sexual relations to end the family and end relationships. That's always been the plan. Whether it's homosexual or heterosexual, it is being pushed so that you don't form meaningful long-term relationships, so you're isolated. And that is why they're doing all of this. This is the Democratic Party and the federal government literally conquering America biologically with the destruction of the normal mammalian activity and the hypersexualization of children at young ages so they can wreck their trajectory of their lives. Unbelievable. That's just two of the articles. Here's another one, and I'm not going through these in the order of what's most important. They're all important. It all just shows the evil cup that's been spilt out on us. DNC pollster finds Democrat voters frustrated, discouraged, and frightened. Frightened of their own party. Yes, frightened. Taught to hate the Republicans, taught to hate Christians, taught to hate conservatives and populists, and there's certainly some people that aren't perfect than Republicans. But knowing, you can see for yourself, America is literally being destroyed as fast as the globalists can without getting an uprising. And they have another plan to actually push it and get an uprising. So we are stuck in a rock and a hard place. We don't want uprisings. And we don't want to collapse. We have to just politically, culturally, spiritually take back control of our lives and not comply. We've got that incredible information. We have all these different Hollywood people talking about how they drink blood on television, not just Megan Fox. I thought I'd get to what's behind that. That's called lesser magic. They need to tell you what they're doing. That gives it more power. The Native Americans called it counting coup. Not when they drank blood, but when they would tell somebody they were coming to kill them. You get an extra feather in your hat, in your cap, if you told somebody you were coming. And then if you counted coup, where you would have a club that wasn't a lethal club, but a wooden club, where you'd hit him in the leg, hit him in the chest, hit him in the head, and your coup would just go up. But you were so good, you could have killed him 3-4 times before you pull out the real battle axe, the real stone club, and beat their brains out. That's all part of counting coup. It's like a video game. You get jumbo spiritual numbers with Diablo when you drink the blood on TV. So we've got that coming up. It's the externalization of the hierarchy, and they need to do this so that God raises the hedge of protection from us, removes it, so they can come in against us. This is all being done as a ritual to destroy our purity and our innocence. You see how it all ties together. Remember, Jocelyn Elder said, and I still can't find the audio, but Rush Limbaugh used to play it, but that was pre-internet, and they've scrubbed it so well. I couldn't find Soros saying he loved working for the Nazis from 60 Minutes, but finally found it again. They'd scrub that, but she said, no, you reach down to the baby in the crib, and you do it for it. You touch it. And she's like, I mean, this woman was going to be the Surgeon General. Well, now it's official. Teach them the pleasure-based sexual relations at age 5. Ugh. These are some really nasty folks, and they've been pushing their agenda for a long, long time. Let's shift gears to the other big news. And what do these two clips have to do with each other? Here, we'll play Obama first. We have now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions worldwide. He just puts it out there like it's no big deal, but it is a declaration of biological and chemical war in your face, said with a smile. Here it is.
Despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
And they've set up a new disinformation ministry of truth officially to stop that, except everything we said was true. Everything they said has been a lie. So let's talk about that statement. They said safe and effective. It had been tested 2 years ago when it wasn't tested, and their own internal CDC documents said it wouldn't work and would cause heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, cancer, infertility, you name it. We have it from the CDC. But then he works to make sure you can't hear our show where we show you all those documents. I showed those documents again yesterday on the screen at the CDC website. So see, the fine print tells you what it's going to do. But then in the national news, where it's not a legally binding statement, Obama can lie to you, but hide in it the kernel of truth. It's now essentially been clinically tested on billions of people, and then they suppress all those real numbers as much as they can. Canada, the U.S., the EU, the U.K., New Zealand, they've all announced operations to suppress clinical data because it would add fodder or credence to the conspiracy theorists. Oh, a 40%+ increase in death? In 18 to 63, stuff like that. I mean, that's in all the insurance numbers. It's 40%+. On average, it's 40%. Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Those are factual mainstream articles. But then separately, oh, here's Obama. Oh, we tested it on you as you were all guinea pigs, and then we suppress what happened and just tell you, oh, it's totally safe, and we got to shut down anybody that disagrees with us. Breaking, Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under DHS to fight misinformation. We'll get into all that. And then meanwhile, Putin says we have weapons that no other nation has, and we will use them if needed. And this is after Lavrov 3 days ago threatened basically nuclear war, saying Russia is now at war with NATO, and they're announcing that they're already sending in Polish and U.S. troops who are fighting. And I just talked to some military people this morning who just returned. They said it's full on like World War II. Just absolute just destruction, dead bodies everywhere. Russians annihilating, Russians getting annihilated, just tank battles. I mean, this is full on war, folks. That's why you're not seeing a lot of it or hearing about it. It is just full on war. We're at war with Russia right now. Here's Putin.
Very interesting study. If anyone attempts to interfere in these events from the outside, they must know, and if they create threats, strategic threats to Russia that are unacceptable to us, they must realize that our response to their attacks will be swift. We have all the instruments, all the weapons required to do so. We have weapons that no other nation has, and we will use them if needed.
So, the Department of Education and the state legislatures that are controlled by Democrats have announced, we're going to sexualize your children and teach them to not be in nuclear families. That's official. The president says the children belong to the government when they're in the school, that they're the parents. The border's completely collapsed, but they've got school kids all over the country drilling to go to medical centers and be tested without parental consent. They're giving children injections without parental consent. Obama admits they just guinea pigged 2 million people. Putin is threatening nuclear war. And I'm just getting started. And movie stars are all over TV talking about how much they drink blood. Does any of this sound good to you? Oh, and then there's probably 100 articles today in major publications calling for my arrest for January 6th. Yeah, that's where we are, folks. That's where this country is. That's how much trouble we're all in. God help us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Different crypto systems like Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Tether, USD Coin, Stellar, and so many others. And folks have really been donating to that, and I'm very, very thankful. It is really digging us out of the hole here under globalist attack. So I want to thank you for keeping us in the fight. You know who you are, Infowars.com/crypto. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has great T-shirts, great books, great films. Before I hit the news, I just want to remind folks that one big area where we're doing accounting, trying to raise extra money because of shortfalls, was something they've been telling me for years, but I wasn't listening because I kind of run everything around here. And I fly by the seat of my pants a lot of times. And so I kept designing like every month a new T-shirt or a couple times a month. And that's why some of the designs are really amazing. Some are kind of okay because it's pretty much me designing them and telling folks what I want. So I'm not going to say we have the best shirts, but we got some really good ones and some okay ones. The point is they're real. They're Americana. If I tell you we got the best supplements, we got the best supplements. If I tell you we got a silver coin that's amazing, it is. So that's why I got to be honest with the T-shirts. Some are amazing. Some are just okay. The point is they're historic. I mean, hell, the original Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works shirt I designed 22, 23 years ago, back when the editing software took me like a day of just processing to be able to put a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on a white shirt and say, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works. And on the back, peasants or politicians love to disarm peasants, Infowars.com. That took me with Photoshop a day to design. You can design it in 5 minutes today. The point is that I literally designed that shirt, and it'll never be made again. When these couple hundred designs, some of which have been sitting in the warehouse for 5 years, that haven't sold because I wouldn't promote most of the new designs. When they're gone, they're gone. They're limited edition. We're selling all of them at cost, except for the Alex Jones Was Right shirt. The Alex Jones Was Right shirt with the big red thunderbolt. And on the back it says Infowars.com. Very nice shirt. We're selling that at a premium at $24.95 so that we can fund the operation so we will make a donation and spread the word and trigger authoritarians everywhere by not letting them silence you. InfoWarsStore.com, Alex Jones Was Right shirts. But we've already sold out of 60%, I'm told, as of yesterday, of the 63,000 shirts we had in stock. Again, we had four or five other shirts still coming in, but once those are sold, those will be sold as well at cost. And we have a designer version of the Alex Jones Right shirt that just came in. It's super nice fabric, super fancy. The shirt costs us like $20. We're going to sell for $40-something dollars. The regular Alex Jones Was Right shirt is like designer fabric, and I thought it was the designer one when it came in. I said, oh, this is really nice fabric. This is really nice print. And I said, no, that shirt costs us $7.80 to make for the extra large ones, a little bit less for the smaller ones. So this is really a designer type shirt, but the fancy one has now come in. It'll be up for sale by next week. And it's a fundraiser shirt, so I'm going to stop plugging, but thank you all for your support. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com/crypto. And I want to thank all of you. You know who we are. And again, why do the globalists fear this broadcast so much? Well, if you tuned in the first 5 minutes of the show, you saw why. It's gone viral on Twitter, on Taylor Dell's Twitter site. 20 years ago, folks, Alex Jones said open borders, cashless society, centralized state-run healthcare, depopulation, release of plagues and viruses, and there it is. Well, how did I know all that? Because it's in their own plans. And then a video from 4 years ago where I predicted everything that happened, we played that. And I specifically laid out what was coming next. I mean, we know what's coming next, and it's unspeakable hell. It's unspeakable collapse. And you've got all these minions of the corporate and governmental system and ecclesiastical system and the education system as well going along with this breakdown of civilization. They believe it's their Cloward and Piven communist takeover. No, it's a permanent, long-term, post-industrial world where almost everyone even serving the system will be dead or in a forced labor camp before it's all over. Please turn back now, minions of the system. Please realize, historically, you are guaranteed going down a bad path. I know evil is fascinating to you. I know the thought of being a powerful thug with a machine gun ruling over us in death camps really excites you. And they're salivating everywhere wanting to arrest all Trump supporters right now all over the news. That's not going to result in what you think. That's designed to bring the country down. Trying to execute that operation against the American people is a suicide mission of any major army, much less the Justice Department. And I'm not saying a suicide mission because I'm going to physically fight it. No, I'm trying to stop all this. I'm trying to stop the Civil War. But all you got to do is turn on the news and see them pushing a civil war. I don't want our country torn apart. I don't want violence against any group, organization, whether it's the private citizens or the government or corporations, because we have a problem of good and evil in this country and the world, and you're not going to fix it just taking out the figureheads. We've got to fundamentally change who we are in our hearts, as Jesus Christ said, and then be examples in the world to change the world and then not submit to evil and be civilly disobedient like Jesus did, like Mahatma Gandhi did, and like Martin Luther King Jr. did. The example of Christ was the new type of warfare. Knowing how to turn the cheek, knowing how to then stand up, though, and rebuke those, and then they get down in the gutter, and then they lose the fight. What did Gandhi say? Any true leader who's trying to free the people will go through this process. First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they attack you, kill you, imprison you, and then you win. You understand that? It always works that way when you have right on your side. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then they lose. So just remember that. Everything good we've got, everybody knows this, is because our forebears stood up for what was right and for human justice. Didn't mean when they started trying to fix things, everything was perfect. It took them a long time in the processes. But the state of liberty and freedom and transparency we'd had took hundreds of years of the Renaissance to develop, and in just a few short decades, it's being burned down to the ground. And there is a certain exhilaration and manicness to tyrants and their minions while they're ransacking the castle, while they're burning down the village, while they're raping and pillaging. But they find in the morning, then there's nothing left to live off of. And they try to move on to the next village, the next town, except then they run out of villages and towns. Well, more often than not, the villages and towns band together when the barbarians come, and they stand against the barbarians, and they defeat them together. And so you're going to have to decide whether to do this the easy way, folks, or the hard way. But I counted the cost. And I believed in you, and I knew that if we exposed the New World Order, we talked about what it was going to do, and then when it came true, the first phases of it, we'd have a really good shot at beating it, because we would have already laid out that this was coming, and people are really impressed with that. When you can tell them 10, 20, 25, 30 years before what's going to happen to the T, then even the laziest people go, I better go research what he knows. Because as we speak, it's all over the news like it's no big deal. Oh, yeah, the UN's going to run our health care in America. Fauci says, yeah, you don't have Congress doing that, or you don't have the legislatures. No, 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 it's not even the executive, it's the UN. Well, of course the UN runs it. Like, duh. We're going into a totally tyrannical world government whose end game is killing you and your family. And that's all over the news. They say, yeah, we want to depopulate everybody. At the Davos Group, and I talk about it, the New York Times says he's psychotic. He says the globalists want to depopulate. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's drill into the COVID biomedical tyranny takeover stat here. It is extremely, extremely important, obviously. I already played this clip, but I'm going to play it one more time. This is former President Barack Hussein Obama. He says, we have now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions worldwide. Again, let's go over the lines here. They lied and said it had been clinically tested. It hadn't. They lied and said it was a vaccine. It wasn't. This is all fact. And now he admits they guinea pig millions of people, but he says it's safe. And anybody that doesn't say it's safe should be shut down. Should be silenced. That's disinformation. And that ties into the next story. Breaking Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under DHS to fight misinformation. And I believe we have that clip in here. If we do not have that clip, get that for me, guys, because clip 13, okay, I do want to get to that clip here in a moment. But first, let's get into this COVID stack that it ties into. Preprint, SARS-CoV-2 vaccination can elicit CD8 T-cell dominant hepatitis. Now, they already knew that, but little kids are getting hepatitis all over the world, and it's from the vaccine. It's hitting their liver. A virus is hitting their liver. What do you think the vaccine is? It's a virus, a prion crystal. Hepatitis outbreak. Even mainstream news reports, it's the vaccine. Hepatitis outbreak in children may be a coincidence of COVID lockdowns weakened immunity, the media tries to spin it. While Rhode Island takes steps to prevent potential hepatitis A outbreak. Oh, well, take your shots. That'll stop it. Wonder what's causing this outbreak as Rhode Island moves for forced inoculation. And then just like Israel with basically forced inoculation, you'll wonder why you have the highest rates of blood clots, heart attacks, and this new crazy thing that eats your liver. Gee, what could it be? What did we tell you 2 years ago that these gene therapies tend to do? In a small percentage of people that do it, eat your liver. Oh, here's another one. SARS-CoV-2 vaccination can elicit a CD8 T-cell dominant hepatitis. And here it is right here in the Journal of Hepatitis Pathology. Very prestigious. You might want to go read this for yourself if you care. Or just give them the experimental shot and see what happens. There's more of the studies. Meanwhile, Fauci clarifies U.S. out of acute component of pandemic phase, but Psaki comes out and contradicts him and says, no, it's not. So these lying criminals can't even get their lives straight. Just in, Congresswoman Maxine Waters says she has tested positive for COVID. I'm grateful to be fully vaccinated and have received 2 booster shots. And boy, these people are dropping dead fast. Much as I hate them, I hate seeing people hurt themselves. WHO says pandemic justifies leaders' pitch at Moderna meeting. The UN now officially, Reuters reports, will be promoting Moderna, the strongest one that has triple the side effects of even the Pfizer. Hailey Bieber had a heart surgery after scary blood clot caused mini stroke after she took the shot. Yeah, very young woman. NIH study finds those with shots had fewer antibodies even after COVID infection. You hear that? That's mainstream news. That's the NIH reporting that the vaccine erases your immune system and you get COVID more often. Other studies show that as well. But it's okay. COVID mandates for White House correspondents' dinners don't apply to all. Only certain people are forced to do it, like the cooks and the workers. They got to wear masks. All the elitists won't. I mean, this is a true class system. Under Islam, the women have to cover their faces. Under the New World Order, just all us commoners do. Let's go ahead, since I mentioned it, and play that Obama clip just so you can hear it for yourself one more time before I hit the rest of the story.
Despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide. Around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
Just incredible lies, ladies and gentlemen. And here is Mayorkas, who's got the border completely wide open. They're getting rid of Title 42 to even check for any diseases from third world countries or weapons or that people aren't smuggling children, which we know goes on a mass scale. Senate reports all confirmed. And that Obama, by the way, oversaw all that. Well, now it's much, much bigger under Biden. Here is Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas says disinformation governance board is being created to counter misinformation. That means criticizing his treason. Here it is.
Another huge threat to our homeland is myths and disinformation. You noted that it's a concern of yours at the border, with human smuggling organizations peddling misinformation to exploit vulnerable migrants for profit. One of my main concerns about disinformation is that foreign adversaries attempt to destabilize our elections by targeting people of color with disinformation campaigns. After it became clear that there was foreign meddling in our 2016 election, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence authored a report on the disinformation tactics used by Russia's Internet Research Agency, the IRA, to interfere in the election. The report found that, quote, no single group of Americans was targeted by the IRA information operatives more than African Americans. A newer trend that we saw in the 2020 election and already in the 2022 midterms is that disinformation is being heavily targeted at Spanish-speaking voters, sparking and fueling conspiracy theories. DHS and its components play a big role in addressing myths and disinformation.
All right, I can't listen anymore to this. I mean, you've got 99% of the corporate media is anti-freedom. You've got globalists destroying everything. You have Hollywood drinking blood on TV. You have men competing in women's sports. We have the Department of Education announcing they're going to sexualize, basically pedophilize children at age five. My God! And you wonder why we don't like you, lady, or trust you, and then you call us to say, oh, black people don't believe Democrats anymore. Oh, Hispanics don't believe the government. Well, I mean, who the hell wouldn't believe people like you? Don't give a rat's ass what color you are, lady. You work for evil. Good Lord. And our big problem is the Republicans at the top are almost as bad. Here's the headlines. Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under DHS to fight misinformation. That's literally out of 1984. Everybody overuses Hitler. Everybody overuses Stalin. Everybody overuses 1984. But this is directly a ministry of truth. And they're all over the news saying, oh, come back with this, that Alex Jones needs to be arrested for his misinformation. That was always the logical extension of this. They're coming for your children. They're injecting your children with something that gives them viral hepatitis on record. You think these are nice people? I got articles out. Millions of children in the U.S., 600,000 in the U.K., serious clinical depression, mass suicide from the lockdowns. Of course, they knew what they were doing. This is psychological warfare. But we're lucky here in the West. We didn't get our food cut off for almost 2 years like Africa, where an extra 10 million people starved to death. Worldwide, an extra 25 million now. Oh, but those are just raw numbers, right? They don't humanize that all day. It just goes on and on. Biden starts disinformation board led by Russia expert who called Hunter's laptop Trump product. Yeah, that's another thing about that speech by that congresswoman I was just showing you, talking to Mayorkas. Is they say, oh, the Russians meddled in 2016 and 2020. Oh, the Russians. The Russians' propaganda, I'm not trying to knock the Russians, but I mean, I would describe Russian propaganda as hillbilly-like. And I'm not mean that mean, but I mean, the Chinese are very sophisticated, the Israelis are sophisticated, the British are sophisticated, the EU is somewhat, the Hollywood globalists are the most sophisticated. You see their propaganda everywhere, and they're brainwashing. They're the ones sexualizing your children. They're the ones with drag queen story time. They're the ones with men and women's sports. I mean, the Russians literally are amateurs, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to this. And the idea that Russians run Trump or Russians run me, and we now know the dossiers were all fake and they made them up. Of course it was fake. This is crazy. We're the Americans. We care about the country. We care about the dollar. We care about the factories and the farms. We care about the school teachers and the children. We're not the ones dissolving the border. We're not the ones getting rid of Title 42. We're not the ones destroying everything. It's the New World Order and the Democratic Party. They are cancer. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Journey you're all together sharing. All right, let's get into why they fear the broadcast before I hit this Ministry of Truth publicly being established to persecute and destroy and annihilate the free peoples of earth. Here is a clip from 2002 where I lay out what was coming and what was going to unfold. And I ask you, is this disinformation or is this the blood of truth? Here it is.
The facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus worldview. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
That's why they hate me. Because we are directly over the target. We are in the Matrix. We are in the zeitgeist, contending with their Agent Smiths at point-blank range. And they know their attempts to censor have failed, and so they now come for me and you. Breaking, and I mentioned this, but I got sick of listening to the Congresswoman. Here's the actual clip out of the clip of the head of DHS, Mayorkas, saying that, yes, we're establishing this disinformation committee that will then go out and order anyone censored they want or call for the FBI to go after whoever they want. That's what they're saying. Or even have the CIA go after people. And then, of course, put out announced facts that we're supposed to receive as gospel absolute truth. There is.
Congresswoman, we have a number of different offices engaged in this critical effort. Of course, our Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has an entire effort focused on election security,
right,
as part of its mission set. Our Office of Policy, Office of Planning, Policy and Strategy, also is a leading effort. Our Undersecretary for Policy, Rob Silvers, is co-chair with our Principal Deputy General Counsel, Jennifer Daskal, in leading a just recently constituted misinformation, disinformation governance board. So we're bringing, the goal is to bring the resources of the department together to address this threat. I just read a very interesting study that underscores the importance of the point that you make, the spread of mis and disinformation in minority communities specifically, and we are focused on that in the context of our CP3 and other efforts.
Translated, brown folks ain't drinking the Kool-Aid no more, and neither are white folks, and we're coming together, and that's got the system scared. So continuing, Biden starts disinformation board led by Russia expert who called Hunter Biden's laptop a product of Trump and said it was all fake, the thousands of pedophile images, videos, the crack smoking, all of it was fake. Of course, it was all real. And folks point this out. Jason Hawthorne points out on Twitter, I know 1984 references are a little stale, but the government creating an actual ministry of truth is a little too on the nose for me. And here is the actual FCC, FTC document, DOJ, where the left and the Justice Department's own subgroups asked that, wait for it, Elon Musk not be able to buy Twitter. This is a threat to free speech and democracy. So if you don't censor and if you don't shut down free speech, you're hurting free speech. The head of the FCC rejects call for FCC to block Musk purchase of Twitter. Now let's move to this. And I don't want to spend much time on myself, but it's very important in the larger areas. So I only cover stuff about myself when it's really key, but we're in central to this for a reason. We know what we're talking about. They have articles in the Texas newspapers, the New York Times, just all, I mean, I got over 100 alerts on this today. saying Alex Jones has gone to the January 6th committee, and he basically admits he's guilty, and he's going to expose Trump, everything. Total lies. None of it's true. The Justice Department kept calling here over and over again to our lawyers. For the last 3 months, we said no, and we said, if you drop the charges on Owen, who did nothing wrong, and you send us written questions, and you give me immunity so you don't lie and say that I perjured myself, they'll just have a witness say I lied. Won't matter, I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to be Martha Stewart. Then I will talk to you. If somebody comes to your door and says, we want to talk to you, and you open the door and talk to them, are you reaching out? No, but again, oh, he's in trouble. Oh, he admits he did it. I mean, it's so evil. So here's another one of the articles. Facing judgment, Alex Jones pleads for help from the deep state. So now, going to a federal court, access to state or federal courts, going to a federal court and saying, they claim I have hundreds of millions of dollars, I don't have $10 million, I don't have $5 million. They already have found me guilty without a trial. So here, I'm in bankruptcy. You know how much money I have? Fine. I don't want the show trials this summer and this fall. 3 Sandy Hook show trials will be on TV everywhere. I'm not scared of that, but it'll be a fiasco, and it's a lie, and it's a fraud, and it's not a real trial where I'm not even allowed to defend myself. I'm already guilty. So I go to the federal court hoping it's a little better. And that turns into, I've gone to the deep state. No, the deep state is the controlled media. The deep state is the Justice Department calling up our bankruptcy people, calling up the judge's office. This is coming out next week. Okay, and I've been asked not to get into it too much till the documents are all prepared. But I mean, no one's ever seen this where the Justice Department says Alex Jones doesn't get access to the courts. That's what they said. They said, we're not going to allow it. Well, they said, well, you don't have the authority. Well, just watch. We have the emails. We have it all. So these people are out of their minds. Is that me going to the deep state, going to a public federal judge and asking for a trustee to come in and actually look at our books so they'll stop lying about all this crap? Imagine what I just said is the truth and how far that is from Elizabeth Williams that makes her living off Sandy Hook at the New York Times while this literal Decepticon claims that I cut my teeth, made my bones, and my, quote, empire and fortune off of Sandy Hook. It's all a lie. There's the article. Here's another one on the Texas Tribune. How Sandy Hook lies in January 6th inquiry threatened to undo Alex Jones. Oh, yeah. No mention of how we tried to stop January 6th. No mention of how we called for peace. No mention of how we stopped thousands from joining the building. No, it's all Alex Jones ran January 6th. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Very important information. I got a bunch on Twitter coming up. I want to open the phones up, take your calls. I want to get into the economy news, more on the war news. Haven't got into that yet. Only got Putin threatening nuclear war. I'm going to get into the rest of that stack and just all these other stacks. Hollywood, public blood drinking, Biden saying he owns and controls your kids, the Department of Education, along with the state legislatures controlled by Democrats, over 20 states saying we're going to teach sexualization to children as the new order. Just like the CIA and others in Germany, hundreds of thousands of kids taken from Christian families, given to pedophiles to create the new love, men with boys, women with girls, to depopulate. They're just creating a new family. They actually say it in the news. Democrat legislators want children taught sex specifically, pleasure-based sexual relations, and the new family. That's coming up. I mean, these people are the bad guys. And they know they're caught, so they're going for broke now. All they got to do is not let them gaslight us. We're going to win. Please let everyone you know, you're listening on AM, FM, local TV, shortwave, however you're listening, or Infowars.com/show or band.video. Tell folks to tune in now to the forbidden information and learn how to save the country and the world. I'm counting on you. We're all in this together. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. And we're all in God's hands together. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We have a...